So you worked your butt off, you paid your dues, you signed your first record deal in 1987, and then came 89.
I was 31 years old. By the time they stalled it for 2 years, it got released in the end of 89, the last 4 months. So it's a 90s record, excuse me.
Yeah.
But Black Velvet was not released first. It was difficult. Quebec made that go to number one first, and that dissipated the, you know how in Canada you got to get number one everywhere? French Canada picked Black Velvet, Calgary and all out West picked Love Is, and they made them both number one. So I could never get a number one record until Lover of Mine. Black Velvet and Still Got This Thing and yeah. Love Is, and none of them went to number one because of that. Now, it didn't hurt me because I made a great record people wanted to hear. They just didn't know when they wanted to hear it. And the record company just went with it.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, when you get that to the States or around the globe, they don't know what to do with it. You know, so they went all whole hog on Love Is went belly up, but Black Velvet went to number one for 2 weeks with a bullet and never looked back. Back in 33 years ago, actually.
Talk to me a little bit about that whole time. I mean, here you were, you finally got this self-titled debut out, and then you've got, Still Got This Thing, Love Is, Lover of Mine, Black Velvet. I mean, what was that time like for you?
Well, it was, I remember I was focused in my beginning, in the very beginning, knowing that this is what I was going to do. And there was no stopping me. There was no love relationship. There was no kindness. There was no, well, not kindness. I was kind to everybody, but there was no patience for any bullshit.
Yeah.
No patience for people who were weak or namby-pamby or wanted to stop me and poke me or get my attention for something silly. I was moving forward. And I was thought, as a result, to be quite arrogant. I knew that unless I kept my focus, and I was only getting 2.5 hours of sleep a night, I was doing all my old wardrobe, doing all my own videos, doing everything on my own, even sometimes makeup and hair. I hired a makeup artist, otherwise I'd never look that attractive. But, you know, and he was amazing. He did a great job. I wound up taking an awful lot on my shoulders myself and leaving myself undernourished, probably with a pretty severe eating disorder when I came out of it, which, you know, I don't think I ever repaired it.